Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here we go. Get ready to be blown away.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show, the only show of the bone that dares you to listen.
Yo, why you say that?
Because Mo don't give a f***.
Then I guess it's settled.
Which is very apparent if you listen to his show.
Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich. What? The Jiki Vines and Sugar Dimes, can't quit. What? Now pop the cork, it's Nina Vega and get lit. What?
Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Jigger. Let's get forward this work as we confiscate your figures.
Casting over Brown, levitating Jiki and Ashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band. The big chiller diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, freezing world heights.
Spike, I'm actually going to go to you because you are probably the only one that will
follow me on Spike on the mic.
See, now I gotta turn it off. Stay on, focus. Focus. All right. You're probably the only one in this room that's going to know the answer to this question. I'll be surprised if you don't.
Yeah.
This is Camp Lo. The song is called Luchini. It's off of their debut album. I believe it's their debut album, Uptown Saturday Night. What is the correlation between that and today's news lines? Uptown Saturday Night. A story in today's news. What is the correlation? Come on, you're black.
You didn't ask it like a black man.
Okay. No, what black guy that's in the news right now starred in a movie called Uptown Saturday Night?
The Cosby.
There you go. All right. Oh, our special guest, Michelle, did you know that?
See, hold on a second, Michelle. When you asked it to me like a black guy, I knew it.
I sometimes forget he was born on a kitchen table in South Kakalaki, Georgia.
White All Springs, right. Lake City.
Yes.
Just a quick update on the...
Bill Cosby?
No. The Boston Bruin-Tampa Bay Lightning game. The Bruins just scored.
This is the first of the series?
First game. 1-0.
First game of the series.
1-0 Bruins.
Being played here in the Tampa Bay area, correct?
Downtown. Amalie Arena.
Amalie Arena. Welcome to the Cat Named Mo Show program. Michelle, I don't want to mess up your last name, so you say it.
It's Michelle Schaffner, but my radio name is Michelle with one L.
Michelle with one L. I like that. Jerrica never quite mastered. She tried Bougie once.
No.
Bougie J.
No. But never changed my name, but that's okay.
Oh, they didn't call you Bougie J back in the day?
Sure didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's my bad.
Yeah, it is your bad. You're right.
By the way, speaking of that, somebody wants to say bye to Bougie J. Vic, go ahead. No. You're on the Cat Named Mo Show. We don't know that
hey,
you're
Mo. How's it going? I wanted to say goodbye to Jerrica. She's been fantastic to talk to.
Thank you.
She puts me through even if you don't want to talk to me, which is great. I'm going to miss that. And since she'll be gone, sometimes I'm thinking maybe I'll just listen to a portion of the show.
Oh, there you go. All right. I get what you did there, Vic. Yep. Thank you, my friend. All right.
Thank you, Vic.
All right. Again, I'll point out, we don't know that Jerrica is going anywhere, but I wanted to taunt her with Michelle's presence.
It's okay.
Michelle with an L.
Yeah.
Once again, before you turn my mic off, Michelle with one L, Spike on the mic.
I like it.
Yeah, but I only need one.
Someone's got to go.
Yeah.
Someone's got to die.
Guess whose mic is off? All right. That was no conundrum, Ben Swig.
No.
That was a very easy choice right there. I'm not going to lie to you. What do you think, and I'm going to turn this mic. Okay, what do you think, Michelle, of this? Now, you've been in radio for quite some time, yes?
Since about 1994, I started radio.
Yeah. Were you Are you a victim of the Me Too movement? Have you experienced that in radio? And if you've been in radio that long, I cannot imagine, because I have too, I cannot imagine that you have not had some untoward
advice. Hey, it's okay. Maybe, it's okay. Maybe. He's a very good friend of mine. It's all good.
All right, well.
It's really good.
Okay. Just call him Mud. You had the program director Mud, because that could associate with a lot of program directors.
That's true. No, he's a family guy, super great guy. But the first thing was, you know, oh, I'd like to hear how you sound through a processor. I'd like to get you in the studio. Uh-huh. And, of course, here I was modeling, and you hear the acting couch and all this.
Right. But you know what? That's actually a legitimate statement, because how you sound off the air can oftentimes be very different than how you sound on the
Absolutely.
Air. Like Spike, for instance, sounds real smart at a bar. But on the air, not so much. I don't know if it's the processing or not.
But Michelle, I get what you're saying. He wants to know how you sound on the processor. That got you into that radio. Like, Mo got you in here. How'd you get her in here? You said, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know. You
That's
tell
a good
me.
Question.
I believe you. Did you DM me on Twitter or was it Facebook?
Facebook. I told Mike also. I've known Mike for years too.
Right.
Olivero? I messaged Calta.
Calta. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
So I messaged him and he's. You know,
and he
I
told imagine. You, he said, I'm too big for this. Why don't you message Mo? That's what he said, isn't it?
No comment.
Oh, wow. He go, why don't you DM Mo? He'll put anybody on. I got your number, Calta. I know where you live. You no hear comment. The disrespect in this.
God. Aren't you used to it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's fine. So, okay. But outside of that, really? No? You never had any. What about in modeling? You never had any casting couch situations?
Well, actually, now I'm in the wine industry. So I'm a supplier.
Oh, really?
In the wine industry. I still do VOs and things like that. But mm-hmm. I would say more in the wine industry, because there wasn't a lot of ladies in this industry. And
right.
while I did radio, I started a wine store called the Wine Gallery in Naples. And I have to say, the wine industry was really, really kind of the old, you know, backwoods kind of country folk, like the good old boy network kind of thing.
Really? The wine industry was populated with good old boys?
In the early days, absolutely.
Okay.
I think they're just now coming around, but absolutely as early as a year and a half, 2 years ago, I've heard some things still, you know.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. What's the best wine to pair with a bowl of barbecue potato chips and hot sauce?
Oh, there's a lot of wines.
Am I going? A white Zin?
I would never recommend a white Zin. Just saying. But that being said, maybe a Zinfandel.
Just a red
from
Zin.
Napa or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What's the biggest mistake? Are you? You know, damn it. I keep forgetting it. When you were drinking, wine was never your drink.
Yeah. No.
Well, do you know anything about wine, though? Like if you were to go to a restaurant and you were to order for the table of guests that you had assembled, would you know anything about wine?
No.
Nope.
No. I mean, I my family has a winery. Not a winery. We have
a vineyard?
Vineyards.
Okay.
And we started... has since stopped, but we started producing our own wine. Now we just sell the fruit,
okay.
I guess, or the mm-hmm. juice, whatever they call it, to another winery. But we bottled our own. So the only wine I know is Rocky Hill Farm wine, and that's what I give for presents or when people come
okay.
over. So
all right.
No, I don't know enough about it.
If you don't know a lot about wine and you go to a restaurant and you want to impress a girl, what do you order?
I would ask the sommelier. I'm an advanced level sommelier myself. So
are
I
you
would
really?
Really?
You're
yeah,
a sommelier? Say it again.
I'm advanced sommelier. So I'm third level. I'm
okay.
not quite a master.
A master's the...
I've got my MBA, but I don't have my master somm.
Then now there's a very interesting documentary. Obviously somebody who doesn't, who doesn't drink.
Right.
There's two of them, right? About the sommelier process. But anyways, it goes through and this test that they have to take is one of the hardest... test to take, I think, of any like
to
med
become
school.
A master sommelier.
Oh, yeah. And there's only
a master sommelier.
There's only a couple hundred or 100 Master Sommeliers?
There's less than 200, I believe, and then about less than 20 female Master Somms. And I worked under Laura DePasquale, number 13 Master Somm of the world.
Boy, that maybe your name should have been Bougie J.
Yeah, serious.
Okay, but let me ask you something. He's saying that it's harder to become a Master Sommelier than
Sommelier
than it is to become a doctor. When you're talking wine, isn't it just pull it to the lips and I like this one or I don't?
No. There's so much. There's terroir, there's vintage, there's appellation.
But does let me ask something. Does a vintage really matter if the wine tastes good?
You know, that's debatable. So if it tastes good and you enjoy it, then
because what I'm saying is every now and again, what's the bottle of wine brand with the kangaroo on the front? They have like different color labels and it's real simple.
I know what you're talking about. Australian wine.
Is that what you get at Walgreens?
Yellowtail.
Yes, listen, first off, Ben, don't denigrate Walgreens.
Well, here's the thing. And
Walgreens could buy and sell you. And, let's establish
that. That's true. But present company excluded. When people talk about wine,
right,
and they talk about the fruitiness or the earthiness or the flavors that they taste, and they put it in their mouth and they go,
I'm pretty sure that's not how they do it.
That's how they do it.
It's quaffing. It's called quaffing.
Oh, that's just now. I don't even know if you can say that on the way, on the radio.
It is.
Right. So
you're about to get me fired, girl.
It kind of drives me crazy. It does,
but that's my point.
It kind of drives me crazy.
But that's my
point.
Like
wine snobs maybe not snobs isn't the right word.
Oh, they're snobs.
Yeah, that's the word. That's the right word.
Yeah, because you can talk about a $250 bottle of wine, but I go to Walgreens and Yellowtail has this wine called Sweet Red Rue, and I'm telling you I can drink that entire bottle in one sitting.
That's because you can afford it.
No, it's not even about that though, Spike. I'm telling you, in one time. I don't even really need to pour it in the glass. I'll take it straight from the head.
Here's a funny wine story. So I was having a party.
She's feeling very overwhelmed over here.
That'll give you a headache. I'm just warning you. That will give you a headache. You like pleasure and pain.
Yes, I do.
So I was having a party, and speaking of Walgreens, and I was having people over who drank.
Right.
And actually liked wine. So I bought wine at Walgreens, and I don't know, I put it in a decanter or something.
I was going to say red Solo cup.
No, I put it in a decanter.
That's you got your number, Swin.
That's Cat Named Mo.
Anyways, so I poured the in decanter so they didn't see the bottle, and they were just amazed at how good the wine was. And
they had no idea that it was the label.
And it was $14.
I'll be your tester.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're not a wine snob, does all of the things entailed in becoming a wine snob really matter?
Yes. If you don't want a headache, you don't want a hangover. I mean, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years.
Right.
When I was in radio, I did, you know, back then, you know, little promotional jobs and modeling with, you know, wines and spirits.
Right.
And I kind of was also probably promoting Yellowtail and those other varietals. But you really learn quality, and you learn as you get older too. You don't like the hangover.
I'm old.
You don't like the the nasty. You don't recover like you did when you're in your 20s
right.
and 30s.
You're correct about that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
So bad wine will. I mean, I remember drinking like Papa vodka, you know, or cheap vodka. It's just terrible. And the hangover, it was clear.
Poor people don't drink Pop Off.
Well, when you when you're an alcoholic, it really doesn't matter.
Okay,
right?
Fair
enough. So, but the hangover was worse with the bad liquor or the lower end liquor than it was. Is that the same with wine?
It's very simple.
And it's called the flavonoids in wine, right? The
flavonoids.
That too.
Yeah. And flavonoids.
Am I talking or are you talking?
It sounds like me.
Boy, she just reading everybody in the room.
No, I'm just helping. I'm just saying.
What is it? The flavonoids? So whatever.
She's a snob. Come on, you want to get it right.
Yeah, you wine snob. Go ahead, talk to us about flavonoids.
I'm just assisting. Okay. No, I think that it really does make a difference, though. It really does. I mean, the quality of the wine is going to be so much better. If you just spend $15 or better on your wine,
so you're
retail,
saying $15 is the base.
Minimum. Because otherwise they prematurely age the wines and they add all sorts of sulfites, which actually kind of ages prematurely the wines. They literally soak a lot of wines in wood chips.
Right.
Imagine you're barbecuing your wood chips. They're soaking wines to age them prematurely. So that is chemicals. Those are being introduced into your body. Those are going to give you the headache and the hangover. So I know there's a lot of...
Now, let me ask you this. It's a myth that a screw top bottle of wine is less than a corked bottle, right? Because if I'm not mistaken...
Now a lot of them are coming out with this twist.
Because there's a cork shortage, right?
Yes and no. I mean, they say there technically isn't, but there could be.
Right.
But yes, that's a myth. So you can get fantastic wines.
With a screw top
on
it.
Absolutely.
What about that comes in a paper bag? Does that affect it at all?
Like PBR?
You know what I'm saying.
In a box? Box wine? You know,
I'm still opposed to box wine.
Okay.
Hold on, listen. Then you're opposed to Jared. That was her nickname in high school, box wine. That was your radio name.
I thought that was bougie box wine.
That was her radio name.
Box wine, I like it.
Bougie J was a radio name. Her high school nickname was Box Wine. Box Wine Jerrica. Ryan wants to ask you a question about wine tasting. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Well, sir.
Hey, just real quick, I was just going to bring up the topic about how there's been a lot of different surveys that have been done, and pretty much they've proven that wine connoisseurs are extremely inconsistent. Even one time, 2001... A wine researcher invited 54 wine experts over, and it was one red one and one white one, and not one of them realized that it was the same bottle of wine, just dyed differently.
Boom.
Boom.
What say you, Michelle, with an L, one L? Well, thanks, Ryan.
If you don't know the difference between a white wine and a red wine on your palate, then you probably are in the wrong business altogether. So I feel bad for those people.
So you're saying those people were stupid, not like you?
I would question their abilities, absolutely. But, you know, a regular Somm is very entry level. It takes you 6 weeks to get that training. So anybody can be a Somm.
Y'all got
to be
a lot of
advanced
words in that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I like wino. Why don't we just call if you're a specialist on wino? Why don't you just go call yourself a wino? Does that have a bad connotation to it?
Perhaps.
Okay, now listen to me. You're out on a first date, and the guy, his wine choice is horrible. Oh. Is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it could
be. Whoa.
If they don't, you know what? Listen, this is the thing: is if somebody knows that this is your industry and they don't let you taste the wines first, that's an instant like, no, sorry. Let me taste the wine. Let me make sure it's not corked. There's nothing worse than being on a date and the guy thinks the wine's okay and it's corked, and then it's almost embarrassing for them.
Oh.
I think I'm just saying if it's your business, it's like if you're an attorney, I'm not going to give you advice for, you know, law.
Yes, it does.
You know, when the Somm or the waiter comes over and he opens the bottle and he lets you taste it, how many times have you turned the bottle away?
Rare. I mean, if it's corked, if it's off.
What do you mean corked?
Yeah, what does corked mean?
Corked is basically, it's a bacteria. It's been oxidized and to an extent where it's been exposed. So if you...
So in other words, the wine was
contaminated.
Not... It was because it was not stored properly.
No. So cork can actually happen. Cork happens, they say.
Uh-huh.
So cork happens basically can happen.
That's a t-shirt.
That's a wine joke.
I'm sorry.
These wine nerds are cracking themselves up at the convention.
Cork
man.
Happens.
Cork what happens? Happens. Cork me, cork you. They're cracking themselves up.
Cork can happen in the bottling facility. It can actually start very early on.
Right.
So it's a contamination. It's a bacterial and it's something that happens very early on.
What's
so
the
it's not
taste?
Necessarily.
Like,
it's
it...
musty. It's like locker room nasty. Ugh. It's like gross. Bucks after season locker room smell.
Now. I've always wanted this too, because one of the things that I like to do is look through the wine list just to see the prices, and you, especially Burns, and you have these bottles of wine that are like $2,500, these Bordeaux's or something. Now, if you were to order a Bordeaux and let's say a $2,000 bottle of wine, and they bring it over and they taste it, and you don't like it, or there's something wrong with it, will they take it back? What happens at that point? Will he taste? I mean, will there be what happens?
Okay, so I know this for a fact. Burns will actually take it back if it's corked. If there's something wrong with the wine itself, they will take it back.
And they probably have insurance on it or something.
They pour it out.
They do. I'm pretty sure they're also insured by the Lords of London, just like another wine store locally here that stores a lot of wine.
It makes sense. It's a big asset, right?
It is. And the thing is, they're very good. If anything is bad, they will take it back. Now, if it's something just a matter of taste.
And do what with it, though?
Well,
throw it away.
It's bad, you can't resell it. It's their write-off. A lot of times they have had wines for years and years. They can't even take it back to the supplier.
Yeah.
Typically, if it's a younger wine and it's bad, they send it back to Southern Wine and Spirits or Republic National.
And by the way, any establishment that's serving you a $2,500 bottle of wine, they don't give a damn about the people on the street.
How about the dishwasher?
No.
At that point, the Somm would taste it, right?
And if there was a discrepancy, they won't question you.
They won't question. Trust me.
No, not at all. I mean, he would tell you, yes, that it's essentially a breakdown of the wine or there's a flaw or a fault in the wine.
But if he feels there's not.
If he feels that there's not, he will tell you and ask you once again to try it again. If not, I know for a fact they will take it back.
What if you spit it in his face and say, now taste it now?
Then you might get kicked out and escorted out. So.
Yeah, but what a story you have to tell.
Still wouldn't have to pay for it, though.
Now, this is my question, and I don't want you to feel assaulted. We'll talk about other stuff later. You talk about, how much did you say the bottle of wine would be at Burns, Ben? You said about $2,500?
Okay. Yeah.
They have $30,000 bottles.
$30,000 for Bordeaux? 1940 Bordeaux.
But this is my thing. When people talk about, like with television, they talk about the lines of resolution or the HD or the clarity or the 10P or the whatever. It doesn't matter how incredible the technology comes to make the picture sharp. Your eyes are still only going to be able to pick up so much resolution, so much information. So in that regard, it really depends upon how good your eyesight is. So in other words, say a $20,000 bottle of wine. Are you telling me that a human being has the ability to differentiate between a $20,000 bottle of wine and a $200 bottle? In other words, to quantify or justify, rather, that wine costing that much? The taste can... I don't know anything that tastes like $20,000. Aren't you at that point... just drinking the rarity, you're drinking something
that's old
just because it's old?
You are. Actually, to discern the difference between a 20 and a 50-year-old bottle is very difficult.
Between a 20 and a $50 bottle?
Yeah, a 50-year-old bottle, or $50,000 difference, it's going to be very difficult because a lot of times the older wines, they basically have a very short window span. 15 minutes sometimes you have to drink these bottles because they can oxidize and go down.
Yeah, think about it. They've been in a bottle for, 19... Lafitte
Rothschild.
It's like a $45,000 bottle of wine or something.
Yeah, they have first gross.
And it's like 1945.
And you're telling me once that's uncorked, you got 15-minute window?
Some of the Burgundies that are very old at Burns.
How do they put it in a bottle?
You have 15 minutes to basically drink it, or it basically...
Or the air that is now...
oxidizes.
Okay.
Yeah, the fruit is lost. Oh, so that... completely.
I mean, again, I am a complete layman when it comes to wine, but I thought that... part of the process was taking it out,
decanting,
but you don't do that with the...
So that's to filter it so that you don't have the sedimentation. So if you see how they light the candle and then they see the sedimentation kind of stays to the bottom, so when they're pouring it, it's not going to be a meal.
Right.
Because literally they're resting, and so it gets basically solidified on the bottom of the bottles. They're laying on their sides. The cork needs to stay wet. So they're filtering it for you.
Okay.
So
it doesn't have anything to do with it breathing?
Yes and no. So when they put it in the aerator or the decanter, that's when it's basically oxidizing and aerating.
I don't think it was an old, if what you're saying, 15 minutes, but I remember being at a meal, somebody ordered a really expensive bottle of wine.
And he was like, drink up, everybody, hurry.
No, it was the opposite.
Everybody get a cup.
So the Somm said, you know, we're going to let it breathe for a while or whatever the terminology was. And guy's like, it's been in the bottle for
40 years.
It doesn't need to breathe. It's been in the bottle for. It's been bottled for in the wine cellar for 60 years. It's dead. It doesn't need to breathe.
Funny. So that would be a Bordeaux. So the difference between Bordeaux and Burgundy is completely different complexity and lifespan. So Burgundies are very, very fragile, and then Bordeaux is what you're speaking of. They can open up and actually change quite a bit and become beautiful and lovely. So Burgundies are what you want to drink fast.
All right, we need to go to break, and this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm sticking with my sweet red roux.
Yellowtail all the way.
Yellowtail sweet red roux.
One ale. What did y'all talk about at wine conventions? Because it's probably
wine. I don't know. I got to shut his mic off.
Malolactic fermentation.
What do you guys talk about at wine conventions? Transmissions?
Cork.
My God, Spike.
And then I get on Twitter. It seems like Mo keeps cutting off Spike's mic. He brings it upon himself.
Cheval Blanc, 1947.
Beautiful.
$135,000.
Yeah.
Bottle.
Good luck.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nice.
Chateau Latif, 1780. 1787. Mm. 1787.
Yeah, I buy you that much wine.
$156,000.
Yeah, that bottle. We taking the empty
Chateau
bottle
Margaux,
home.
Chateau Margaux, $225,000.
That's all right. I'll do the same thing I'm going to do with that with the $100,000
bottle. Screaming
Eagle. I love Screaming 1992, Eagle.
1992. Yeah. I guess it's a Magnum. Guess.
A Magnum of Screaming Eagle?
1992.
92. Just that? For?
That's 26 years old.
I'm going to say $150,000.
No.
Half a schmill.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
But hey,
wow.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
I'm going to go behind the restaurant and get an empty bottle and put some MD 2020 in it.
Ugh, headache and again.
Sell,
pleasure
and
pain.
Sell for $250.
Sell it for $250. Half off. We'll be back. We're going to talk about another of your specialties, Michelle. Backdoor action.
Whoa.
We'll be back.
Whoa.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.